This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Coming up, sea change. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. What you do after you get to work is their business. How you get to work is your business, or at least it used to be. Jeanette worked for a national drugstore chain as a part-time clerk. Her shift was weekdays from 5 to 9 p.m. Then she was diagnosed with retinal vein occlusion and glaucoma, a condition that eventually caused her to go blind in her left eye. She claimed she had difficulty driving at night and asked she be reassigned to days, arguing it was a reasonable accommodation required under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Her supervisor refused to change her shift, saying shift changes are based solely on seniority, which she simply didn't have. Jeanette sued. The court that first heard the case found for the store, stating the ADA is only designed to cover barriers to disabled employees in the workplace. But the Third Circuit reversed, saying that barriers on the way to work are just as important. And the law can require an employer to furnish an otherwise qualified disabled employee with assistance in getting to work. So there it is, a change in shift leading to a shift change. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.